News Talk 580 WTCM, about 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, July the 12th. I'm Crystal Frost, broadcasting from downtown Traverse City. Colleen Wares is here.
Hi, I'm broadcasting from downtown Traverse
City. Are you? Mm-hmm. Well, that is a coincidence. Look at that. And look at it outside. The thunder showers that we have been told we are expecting are making their way through.
They're here. Yeah.
They are here, and Bonnie Pintozzi is here as well. So if you are thinking, oh, it's a gray day, hey, you know what? It rains in the summertime too. But these are the kinds of days that you can, you know, maybe go inside and start to plan your vacation. That's why Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority is here every Wednesday. Bonnie, get us out of here.
Well, I will get you out of here, and we have help today to get us out of here. We're going to bring on a familiar voice to our listeners, Faith Zuckus from the Strategic Account Manager of Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Because I got to have faith.
Yes, we have to have faith.
Yes, it is your theme. It is your theme.
Faith from Royal Caribbean, thank you so much for being here, as always. And, you know, I understand you're getting some weather where you are as well.
Yes, I was having a problem with my cell phone. I can't get a signal out. So here we are on my landline.
Well, you know, we're just going to get right down to all the fun things that we can do when it's not necessarily raining, and sometimes when it is raining. But there's a lot going on with Royal Caribbean. So before we get to that, let's talk about all these different things that are happening right now, because you've got a lot of adventure going on with the cruises right now. So let's jump into that.
Okay. So I would say adventure number one is our Total Eclipse cruise. And that's going to be on the Oasis of the Seas. And we're going to set sail on the August 20th date. And we're going to experience something like nobody has experienced in over 100 years. And that's a total eclipse of the moon during the day, where the whole day will, at a certain hour, will turn dark.
Wow.
And our ship is going to be very well positioned in that trajectory of that total eclipse. And we're going to have so many exciting things on board from, okay, I'm just going to drop names.
Drop DNC, names, let's go for that.
DNC Band, mm-hmm. We all maybe know that name. Mm-hmm. They're going to be rocking us out during the total eclipse.
I thought you'd get Bonnie Tyler. Sing some Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yeah.
Maybe that's a surprise.
Oh, no.
And we're going to have scientists on board to do lectures. So it's going to be an amazing cruise. But, guys, we've got to get this booked right away. Mm-hmm. And to take advantage of it, we're offering 50% off the second guest and 25% off third and fourth guest when sharing the same stateroom. So it is time to get that reservation booked and experience, in our lifetime, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And for those that live over 100, God bless you.
Wow, yeah.
Seriously. And then Oasis is going to sail out of, just to give our listeners an idea.
Port Canaveral.
Right.
So we're
going to
fly into Orlando and take a taxi shuttle, and we're going to go through Cape Canaveral, and that's a great opportunity to spend some time at the Kennedy Space Center and see the shuttles and all that history and information, and then head over to the ship.
It's going to be amazing.
When is this happening?
This is happening. They have an August 20th sailing.
Wow.
And I think, is the actual eclipse on the 21st?
Yes. It's on the 21st of August.
This is like you said, Faith, a once in a lifetime opportunity. But is there still space on
there is
available?
But it's getting limited.
Yeah. Wow,
It's definitely time to do it, as Faith said. In Faith, I just want to echo how big this is going to be. We've had clients who are literally flying out there just to see it. Some of them have found that, you know, being in Jackson Hole, Wyoming seems to be one of the great places to see it. But can you imagine the different places in this country to see this? And to be on a cruise ship, I will tell you, when it gets dark, and let's say, for instance, they're dark, you know, the lights might be shutting down a little bit, and some of the things could be very cool. It is going to be an experience. Just think of a multi-generational travel.
Yeah.
School's still out, so that's great. get down there, take the family, see the Kennedy Space Center, see all the things that are going on, and get to go on something that'll be like a trip of a lifetime.
It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime deal. And yeah, imagine that you and your kids and your grandkids can all
experience.
Share that at the same time. Wow, what a great opportunity.
I know. It's a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. And with kids being out of school, like you said, mm-hmm. This is a time to put that family vacation together right now for that once-in-a-lifetime mm-hmm. experience, truly.
Now, what are the temperatures going to be like in late August during a trip like this? Really wonderfully tropical and lovely?
Yes, wonderful. It's bikini weather, as you would say, Crystal.
Sure, yeah.
Without a doubt, for those who can wear bikinis, definitely.
The rest of us just cover up.
All right, so now we know that one, and please, all of us at the Travel Authority have this information, so you want to get, if you're interested, you want to give us a call or come in, for sure. Then let's talk about some of the things that are going on, because when I look at a slide, one of your wonderful water slides, and I see happy little faces sliding down, and it talks about the thrills, the adventures, that it is amazing on some of the different things that are going on board the ships right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Bonnie, yes. Our ships are jam-packed with action and adventure. And if that doesn't excite you, we've got the very luxury experience, too. If you want to be pampered in our spas and dine in our elegant restaurants and sit in our adult-only solariums mm-hmm. and be mm-hmm. quiet and read books and be zen, every one of our ships offer those experiences, from high adventure to very zen and relaxed. Mm. But what's so exciting is we've got the holidays to think about. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it the last time I was on the air. And my friends that are listening, we still have space, mm-hmm. which is so exciting for this year, for the holidays. I can think my husband and I put up the Christmas tree after Thanksgiving, and it takes a full day to decorate the house mm-hmm. and then a full day to take it down, and the shopping for the dinner and the invites and the guests. And it's fun, but it's exhausting. And Royal Caribbean can bring that to life for you without all of that stress and anxiety and effort. When you can bring the family together, and there's a lot of family dynamics that are changing over the years, mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of struggling and looking for something different to do or change it up a bit. And on Caribbean, our Deck the Holidays, and it's Christmas in July, it's time to make a decision right now to change that experience and bring it on board. Royal Caribbean has the most exciting Christmas holiday experience. And if you don't celebrate Christmas and you celebrate Hanukkah, or you don't celebrate any of those and it's just the New Year's holiday you want to ring in, we've got that experience that will speak to you individually on board our ship to really make that celebration, bringing in the new year, mm-hmm. celebrating the holidays, very special.
And what an opportunity to either surprise everyone or to also just start getting all excited together and planning it as a family or a group of friends that love to go away together.
You know, I love that idea, that opportunity. You know, as we talk about other things that Royal Caribbean has to offer, and one of the things that I think we've been talking about mm-hmm. quite a bit, Bonnie, is travel into Cuba. Well, things have kind of changed a little bit again. The political climate has changed a bit. Has that affected the cruise line industries getting into Cuba?
Well, that's a great question. And the good news is, no, it has not. We are celebrating Cuba full on, full strong. And we've got sailings all the way through 2019 with over 25 overnight sailings in Havana. So the experience to Cuba is certainly something that if it's on your bucket list, Royal Caribbean has an amazing ship, the Empress of the Seas. She is spilling that Latin American feel with our bars and restaurants and the whole, from the moment you step on board the ship to the moment you get to Cuba. And in addition, there's other ports of call that we're visiting, like Key West. Mm-hmm. I would love to visit there. Mm-hmm. And Cozumel, Mexico. It's a wonderful itinerary, and if it's on your list, you should do it. We're fortunate as a country that we're still able to visit Cuba, and the restrictions have not changed on our cruise line.
Now, we've talked before about if you're going to, this would be a shore excursion into Cuba, so this is just a one-day deal, right? And you might be able to do that overnight, like you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have two options.
Great.
We have the one-day visit into Havana, and we have scheduled shore excursions from riding in their old classic cars, doing a tour around the island with an English-speaking tour guide, to visiting all of the historical sites and restaurants, and there's so many fun things. And then if you do the overnight, you cannot miss going to the Tropicana. That's what it's all about in the evening hours.
Okay.
So the ship is really well positioned to visit Cuba, and we have, and our travel team at Travel Authority has all of the details that line up for any of the requirements needed to get into Cuba, visit Cuba. There are some restrictions and some policies that we have to adhere to, and we've got that all covered, and the team at Travel Authority can really guide the guest that wants to travel with us to Cuba on all of those little details.
Right.
You know, I have to say that's what really that's why you need the Travel Authority, because we don't understand sometimes what it takes. I mean, we're probably all used to going, hey, I get on a cruise and, you know, I do what they tell me to do. But there are some different things and rules you have to follow when you're traveling to Cuba.
Definitely.
And that is definitely something that I think people have been waiting to do. So it's time to get it done.
And the cruise lines make it easy. They really do. It's not, they don't bypass the rules and regulations.
Right.
They make sure that everybody is fully aware of it. Their people are, I mean, you're in good hands when you get off at that port, for sure.
You know, when you talk about some of the things that the ships have on board, and, you know, I've talked to people who say that they've done both cruising and then they've done both land, just, you know, going and staying a week at one destination. And they say that the best thing about especially Royal Caribbean cruises is that you do immerse yourself on the ship in that culture. So if you are going to, if you're going to go to Key West, you're going to go to Havana, you're going to go to Cozumel, whatever that is, all of the things on the ship are going to change as your destination changes. The food, some of the entertainment at night and all that stuff, which I think is really important, because when someone goes to visit something, they don't think, well, I just have a day to do it. You get to celebrate that on the ship as well.
Yes.
Crystal, that is so eloquently put, and that is so true. We bring your experience to life in every port that you're going to, whether it's in the menu, in the dining room, entertainment in the lounges, the costumes that the crew wear. It really gives you the feel that you're going to that destination, to that port, because, as you said, we bring it to life on board the ship as well as on shore.
Well, Faith, what a great way to lead into the adventure, the seekers are looking for something a little bit more different. You want to give us a little briefing on that?
Well, the Southern Caribbean, and I think that's one of the most exotic, in my opinion, destinations in the Caribbean. When you can go deep into these quaint little islands like St. Kitts and St. Barts and Antigua and Aruba, and just really feel that deep tropical feel, we have some amazing opportunities on the Adventure of the Seas. Sailing out of San Juan, so you would fly from Traverse City, Detroit, Flint, wherever you want to go, and you'll fly into San Juan and board the ship. And I can tell you, San Juan is an amazing destination to spend time in before or after the cruise. But, my friends, if you're going to visit Southern Caribbean and do it on a seven-night cruise, this is the best opportunity. And I can tell you, and pricing is always dynamic, but we've got pricing on a seven-night Southern Caribbean cruise on Adventure of the Seas starting at $550 per person.
Wow.
You can't pass that up. And that's, like Faye said, get deeper down in the Caribbean, and you will be amazed at those islands.
Wow.
And at that price point.
Great price.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we talk about price points, I want to make sure that everybody that's listening locks and loads on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about a per-person rate for a seven-night cruise, please always break it down per person per night, mm-hmm. not for the seven-night. And when you break that down, you're going to see what an amazing value that is, because you're looking at all your meals, your accommodations on a five-star ship, all of the onboard entertainment. The ship is your transportation, taking you to all these ports. When you talk about value, you're talking about a huge value when you take a cruise with Royal Caribbean.
Well, you know, and I'm looking at some of these seeker things that you mm-hmm. can do. And one of them was a spotlight with Jackson Groves. And it was, you know, this 24-year-old backpacker dives through the waterfalls, zip lines through Labadee, and backflips into the crystal waters. I can see Crystal doing that.
I can see Crystal doing that, too.
I can see her doing it into the crystal waters. Or how about this social adventure with the diving? You know, there's this thing, you know, it's a collaboration of three daring divers, one high-tech pair of goggles. I mean, you're going to be witness to a lot of things that are just very, very cool. And then you're in those lesser-known Caribbean islands. I mean, it sounds wonderful to experience, for sure.
I know. So. When you're thinking about that aqua blue water, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, it is crystal blue, and that sun shining through it and beaming down to that white sand beach underneath the shore,
mm-hmm.
it's magical. And then you have the wonderful Caribbean personalities and the cuisine and the shopping and the local artists. It's a fun vacation, very relaxing.
You had me at White Sand Beach, okay? I'm packing my bags.
She's
right
ready.
Now.
Flip-flops are in, for sure. Hey, Faith, what about the private destinations? I know that's an emerging thing that you're working with as well right now.
Yes, we are absolutely and so excited. As you know, we own two private destinations, one being Labadee
mm-hmm.
and the other being Coco Cay.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're investing, and that's in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean, and it's our private little island, and we're doing all kinds of amazing things to upgrade the island. We're actually putting in a pier where our big ships, the Oasis class,
mm-hmm.
can pull up alongside, because currently we have to tender off the ships. And for those that don't know what tender means, we take one of our lifeboats and we just shuttle folks back and forth from mm-hmm. the ship to the island. And now we're going to be able, in the next couple of years, to be able to bring our ships alongside, where you can come and go right off the ship. But we have floating cabanas and floating bars and private beach destinations and all kinds of water toys. We have a great shopping area where local artists bring in their wares that they make and sell them. It's really, it looks like Gilligan's Island for those that remember those TV programs from way back.
But you come back after 7 days. It's not a problem.
Yes,
there.
It's a tropical paradise.
It is, mm-hmm, without a doubt. And
yeah.
Faith, you've just got so many. You've got different drink packages going on. You have different things that are going on. You also have that wonderful, as we talked the last time, the non-refundable deposit program that offers you the economies of savings. You've got so many special things out there because you have so many ships, too. And let's not forget, you're worldwide. So we've kind of focused on some of these wonderful warm destination things that mm-hmm. we've been talking about. But worldwide cruising is not only to Alaska or parts of Europe. You really do go many, many destinations. And one of the best ways to see so much of that is to take a cruise tour. So why don't you explain to our listeners who may not know what a cruise tour is, what that is?
A cruise tour, my friends, is the best of both worlds, both by land and sea. And in one package price, we bring it together for you. So for one price, you're going to get a cruise and a land vacation experience. And the land vacation experience will include hotels, some meals, activities, a tour director. It is the best way to experience those destinations that are a little bit more challenging, like Alaska, like Australia, New Zealand. Those are great opportunities. We have really neat opportunities in the Canadian Rockies and in Asia, deep in the parts of Asia where you might fly from, let's say, Bangkok into Cambodia and do an adventure to Angkor Wat, one of the
eighth wonders type of thing.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
of the world. Mm-hmm. So there's so many adventures with Royal Caribbean, and like you said, Bonnie, yes, we've got Caribbean in our middle name, and yes, we rule the Caribbean, but we have the globe covered at Royal Caribbean. We home port out of Shanghai.
Oh,
we
wow.
have two ships out of Shanghai, and we're sailing year round. So we've got the exotic ports, the European ports, Australia, New Zealand. Wherever you can imagine in the world, Royal Caribbean can take you there.
Well, Faith, I know we're getting short on time, and I know you have a great summer seeker sale. We've talked a little bit about the 50% off the second guest. You've got, of course, you know, the eclipse is just going to be phenomenal.
Yes.
We've got all these things going on, and kind of, I can mention this on the air, and if you need any information, you can contact one of our travel authority offices, you know, definitely here in Michigan for sure, to talk about the sweet life actually got a little sweeter with some onboard credit, right?
Oh, yes, it did. And this is a very exclusive offer to Travel Authority. And we have to be very careful. But, my friends, when you travel this year from 2017 on Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas in a grand suite or above, I can assure you, you are going to get the biggest spoil of the world. You have to call Travel Authority to find out what that big spoil is, because we're going to just take you to a whole nother level. But I can't say it on the air.
Okay, so this
it's
is
special.
But wait, yep, there's more. But you have to call the Travel Authority.
Yes, you do. Yep.
I love that. You know, I have to say, I am so excited to talk to you once again, Faith Sutkiss from Royal Caribbean. And don't forget about that Total Eclipse Tour, which is the cruise that is coming up August 20th. What a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And what a great song.
It really is. Faith Sutkiss, thank you so much for joining us today. Bonnie Pintozzi, for people to get the information about that super secret,
just go on to our website. You'll see our locations here and the Travel Authority, and just give us a call.
TheTravelAuthority.com. And if you want any more information about that once-in-a-lifetime cruise starting August 20th, call the Travel Authority as well.
You bet.